You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with June Little, who is the Chair of Trustees for a talking newspaper called The Cotswolds Listener. Hi June, thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
Very good, thank you, Jennifer.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Cotswold Listener and how it all started?
We started in 1978 and we were started by the Lions Club here in Cheltenham. So we're actually based in Cheltenham and we cover Tewkesbury and the North Cotswolds. So all the lovely Cotswold villages that you hear about, so Stow-on-the-Wold, Boughton-on-the-Water and Moreton-in-Marsh. And we were very small when we started, but somebody had heard about the talking newspaper that had started in Wales, in Aberystwyth, and they raised the money. It took them 2 years, so from 76 to 78, and we sent out our first tapes in November 1978, and we've been going strong ever since. We're quite a big talking newspaper. We've got over 150 listeners and we've got over 60 volunteers.
What is your involvement in the talking newspaper and how long have you been involved for?
I joined the Cotswold Listener in 2018. And I joined as the administration manager in the October, and the following June I became chair of trustees. So I'm just coming up in September, the end of my 6th year with them.
I understand that there's a magazine section of the Cotswold Listeners. Can you tell me more about this and how the content for the magazine is selected?
We record 51 weeks of the year. The only week we don't record is between Christmas and New Year. So we always do a bumper edition that goes out just before Christmas. But we record the news every week and we record a magazine every week. We've got 8 news teams and 4 magazine teams. And the magazine teams are very, very different because there are 2 presenters and a sound recorder with them. But the presenters themselves actually choose the material. So we've got 8 people choosing articles, etc. for the magazine. So every magazine is very, very different to the one before and the one after. We have permission to use a number of history articles and history magazines to do with the local area. And so anything historic that goes on there. A number of our presenters actually write their own material, which is absolutely brilliant. And believe it or not, some of our listeners actually write material for us and we read those out as well. I'm thinking of one in particular who wrote quite a bit of his life story and we've recorded it for him and the listeners have loved it and he was delighted that we used it as well. The magazine just covers absolutely anything and everything. Some of the presenters tend to run a particular group of things. So we did a lot of articles on bees and then 2 volunteers visited a beekeeper and did a live recording, being there in full hazmat suits and everything else to give the listeners a flavour of what goes on if you're a beekeeper. And we were very pleased because we actually tasted some of the honey as well. But what we aim to do very much is actually bring the world to our listeners. Very often they can't and don't get out. But we're very fortunate in Cheltenham. We've got all the festivals. So we've just done the jazz festival and we've interviewed the Blind Boys of Alabama who've been going for quite some years. And that was an incredible experience. And we've got the literature and the music and the science festival coming up. And one of our reporters goes off and records all the things from there. And that's all added into that.
When volunteers first join the Cotswold Listener, what type of training do they receive?
What we created 2 or 3 years ago now, we have a video of how to prepare for reading, which is very, very good around breathing, about pace, around, well, you know, everything that you need to know about preparing to read the news. They have that with them, but they are interviewed before they join us and they do have to do a sound test. And then that sound test test is sent to the listener trustee and the trustee that looks after the volunteers, and they decide if the voice is suitable. And then what we do, we appoint a mentor. So there will be somebody who will work alongside them when they go for the first reading. And in fact, what we have just introduced is one of our trustees now does some dummy runs with them and a sound recorder. So they go into the studio as if they were recording, and then they have a number of practices.
How can people listen to the Cotswolds Listener or get in touch for more information?
How they listen, we send out memory sticks every week. We are on Alexa. They can use the British Wireless for the Blind app, and they can listen on our website. If they want to get in touch with us, there is the email, which is admin@cotswoldlistener.co.uk, or our telephone number is 01242 252 072.
Thanks, June, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today.
You're very welcome.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.